بسم الله.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واتبعوا ما تتلو الشياطين على ملك سليمان وما كفر سليمان يعلمون الناس السحر وما أنزل على الملكين ببابل هاروت وماروت وما فيتعلمون منهما ما يفرقون به بين المرء وزوجه وما هم بضارين به من أحد إلا بإذن الله ويتعلمون ما يضرهم ولا ينفعهم ولقد علموا لمن اشتراه ما له في الآخرة من خلاق ولبئس ما شروا به أنفسهم لو كانوا يعلمون ولو أنهم آمنوا واتقوا لمثوبة من عند الله خير لو كانوا يعلمون يا كفروا من أهل الكتاب ولا المشركين أن ينزل عليكم من خير من ربكم والله يختص برحمته من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم. ما ننسخ من آية أو ننسها نأتي بخير منها أو مثلها ألم تعلم أن الله على كل شيء قدير ألم تعلم أن الله له ملك السماوات والأرض وما لكم من دون الله من ولي ولا نصير.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. بارك الله فيكم وفي حضوركم. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى كما جمعنا في هذا المجمع أن يجمعنا تحت ظل عرشه يوم لا ظل إلا ظله. Welcome brothers and sisters. May Allah Azza wa Jal as He has gathered us here to gather us in a better gathering inshallah ta'ala in Jannah in the presence of the prophets being neighbor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I welcome you. I welcome also those who are online. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless all. We're still with Surah Al-Baqarah. Surah Al-Baqarah Al-Barakah. The Surah of Blessings. And we're still talking about Banu Israel. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you know, with regard to Bani Israel, when Allah Azza wa Jal sent them Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this ayah which happened in Medina, وَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا بَيْنَ لِمَا مَعَهُمْ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَهُمْ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought to them a prophet to confirm the scriptures that were, you know, that came before them, yani the scriptures of the Torah and the Injil, they, instead of following, you know, what the Prophet came with, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah Azza wa Jal moves to the second ayah and He says, وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُوا الشَّيَاطِينَ. Instead of following the Prophets and the teachings of the Prophets and the scriptures, right, that were sent down to them, instead they followed الشياطين, the devils. How? What happened? وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُوا الشَّيَاطِينَ. اتَّبَعُوا, and they followed. وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُوا الشَّيَاطِينَ وَعَلَى مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانَ وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانَ وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا. Why Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentions here Sulaiman, and then He says وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانَ. Sulaiman did not commit kufr, al-'iyadu billah. Because they blamed Sulaiman as committing kufr. Or, in fact, those who practice magic. And when I say here magic, I'm talking about the haram magic, you know, the dark magic, they may call it dark magic. Al-sihr. Al-sihr, even in the in Islam, from the major sins, or al-sab', the sins, the seven sins that doom one to hell. Al-sam' al-mubiqat. It's called this one hadith which is in Bukhari. Al-sab' al-mubiqat. The seven sins that doom one to hell, one of them is sihr, magic. It is considered to be a major sin. And the sihr is kufr. The one who practices sihr, al-'iyadu billah, you know, that's kufr. So, وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانَ. So, Sulaiman, he did not, you know, practice sihr, which will make him, al-'iyadu billah, kafir. وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانَ وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا. It is the shayateen who made kufr. How did they make kufr? كيف كَفَرُوا الشياطين؟ هُنَا تَبْدَى الْقِصَّةِ. Here starts the story. The story, brothers and sisters, with regard to this particular ayah, whereby Allah Azza wa Jal mentions these two names, Harut and Marut. Harut and Marut, there's discrepancy, khitilaf bayna ahl al-ilm, as to whom they are. There's one story, one narration, which is very, very fabricated and wrong, of course. They're saying أنهم كانوا هؤلاء ملائكة ملكين they're two angels who came down to earth, but Allah Azza wa Jal gave them the ابتلاهم الله بي Allah Azza wa Jal has given them this feeling of desires, and like other angels they don't have these desires. So Allah Azza wa Jal gave these angels, particular angels, desires to love, to hate. So they saw this woman and they fell in love with her. وَالْعِيَدُ بِاللَّهِ. This is what it says. These two angels. And then this woman, she took the teachings, the ilm of these angels, as part of the ilm that she learned is ilm al-ism Allah al-azam. She learned the names of Allah, the greatest name of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then she used that name to go up into the heavens. As she reached the heavens, musikhat. She was cursed, and then she became a star called Venus. The star that you see there is star. It's actually a woman that actually, she learned this thing from Harut and Marut. And this story makes absolute no sense whatsoever, because the angels, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He praises them in the Quran. How can they fall for a woman, وَعِيَدُ بِاللَّهِ قَالُوا أَنَّهَا شَهْوَةٌ لَهُمْ شَهْوَةٌ وَيَعْنِي فَاللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى فَتَنَهُمَا بِإِمْرَأَةٍ وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ فَعَاقَبَهُ بِاللَّهِ عَاقَبَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished these two angels, Harut and Marut, which is all batil. This is all false information. اليهود طعنوا في سليمان. اليهود they اليهود not only طعنوا في سليمان, they not only cursed سليمان and they spoke bad about سليمان, they spoke bad about Rasulullah, because Rasulullah used to speak about other prophets, amongst them is سليمان عليه السلام. So they طعنوا in the other prophets, and amongst the others that they have cursed also جبريل. Why Jibreel? You understand why Jibreel. They have a problem with Jibreel, al-Yahud. They believe that Mikael and Jibreel, they are the ones who introduced sihr in Babel. Where is Babel? Babylon in Iraq. They are the ones who introduced sihr in Babylon or Babel. And Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions that in the ayah. The Prophet Muhammad used to talk about Sulaiman, and Sulaiman had katib. He had a man who used to write what Sulaiman says. He used to write, and then he had the name of Allah, the greatest name of Allah Azza wa Jal, Ismullah al-Azam. That name by which, if Allah Azza wa Jal was to ask by that name, he shall give, Ismullah al-Azam. So Sulaiman had that knowledge, and the katib, the writer, he wrote, you know, what Sulaiman was saying, and he wrote the name of Allah, the greatest name of Allah, and he used to store this book under the throne of Sulaiman. The jinn, the shayatin, because Sulaiman had so much power. Amongst his power, he ruled men, he ruled jinn, he ruled shayatin. And when we say jinn and shayatin, this is an information for you, brothers and sisters, if you're here. The difference between jinn and shaytan is كل شيطان جني وليس كل جني شيطان. You understand? كل شيطان, every شيطان is jinn, but not every jinn is شيطان. Every شيطان is jinn, but not every jinn is شيطان. Why? Because the شيطان is jinn, and amongst the jinn there are those who are believers and those who are non-believers. The believers amongst them are jinn, and the non-believers amongst them are shayateen. You understand? Shaytan is jinn, but not every jinn is shaytan. The jinn is the one who believes. But they're the different creatures that Allah Azza wa Jalla has created from fire. وَلَيْسَ كُلُّ جِنِّ شَيْطَانٍ. Those amongst them who don't believe, هُمَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. الْكَافِرُونَ مِنْهُمْ هُمُ الشَّيَاطِينَ. فلما مات سليمان عليه السلام, when Sulaiman died, and the jinn, they could not approach Sulaiman. They used to work hard. Everybody's working. Everybody from the jinn and the shayateen and soldiers, everybody's working hard for Sulaiman. Sulaiman died sitting on his throne, leaning on his staff. As we said last week, those insects, whatever you call them, I forgot. The termites, na'am, they don't eat, they don't devour the meat or the skins or the bodies of prophets and the shuhada as well, right? And subhanallah, what they could devour is the stick, which is made from wood or whatnot. So Sulaiman, as he was leaning on it, and the shayateen, they used to come and look from the gate of the throne of Sulaiman, and they were under the impression that Sulaiman is alive. So they were working hard. And then when the stick turned dust, Sulaiman fell. That's when they realized that Sulaiman has died. So they came in, and they knew that under the throne was his book. So they took the book, and they altered the book of Sulaiman, and they added sihr in it. And they started teaching people about, look, Sulaiman was a sahir. Suleiman used to practice sihr. Look, this is his book. وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانُ وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرَ. So the shaytans are teaching people about sihr. Teaching who? Teaching sahirs. Those who practice black magics. Dark magic, I'm sorry. They started teaching them sihr. وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانُ. Suleiman did not become kufr or did not commit kufr. It is the shayateen who committed kufr. They teach people. يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرَ يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرَ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ عَلَى الْمَلَكَيْنِ بِبَابِلَ هَارُوتَ وَمَارُوتَ. So انتشر السحر بين الناس. Sihr has spread amongst people. And who are following the shayateen? اليهود. And they spread rumors that Suleiman was not actually a prophet, he was a sahir. He was a sahir because look, this is his book. He used to practice sahir. فأنزل الله سبحانه وتعالى هذه الآيات. So Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed these ayat saying, واتبعوا ما تتلو الشياطين على ملك سليمان وما كفر سليمان ولكن الشياطين كفروا يعلمون الناس السحر وما أنزل على الملكين ببابل هاروت وماروت. هاروت الماروت. Some said that they are, like I said, they are. You know, there's one opinion that says. It's not an opinion, this is the false opinion that they are angels, but they had this shahwa, this desire. There's another opinion that says that they are indeed angels, na'am, they are angels. And they came to, na'am, tell people about magic, but to warn them about magic and how to negate magic. If someone was to be hit with black magic, this is how you can save yourself from it. This is another opinion that says these people, they came. Na'am, they are angels, but they came to warn people about dark magic. طيب وما كفر سليمان ولكن الشياطين كفروا. With regard to السحر, and I will say something really interesting here because we will benefit from it. That people who go to others, sahirs, to give them things such as, you know, charlatans, such as ta'weez, as you may say in your country. Ta'weez, what is ta'weez? You know, anybody, any sahir, any black man, a guy who practices dark magic, we call him sahir, magician, who deals with sihr, they've got to deal with shayateen, definitely. And for this man who practices dark magic, For him to deal with the sahir, he has to have a contract, or she has to have a contract. The contract is with whom? The contract is with the shaitan. The shaitan who's telling him about the sahir. They have to do some sort of contract. And that contract is always kufr. This is why the sahir is kafir. The one who practices sihr in our sharia is kafir. In our sharia is to be killed. In our sharia is not to be even given the opportunity to make tawbah. Sahir. This is in the sharia of Islam, but this is which is not practiced today, of course. In many other, in any country, name it. We don't practice the sharia as per, you know, the Quran and the sunnah. But, as I said, again, according to the, you know, scholars, alhamdulillah, to all madahib, the sahir is kafir. So what happened here? You have this contract, or not you, the sahir has a contract with, and in that contract, the shaitan, who reveals to him what to do and what to say, because the sahir now he hears things, and he sees things which you and I cannot see, because he deals with sahir. So he hears, and I will tell you some stories that may sound really strange to you, but I'm not here to scare you, I just tell you some stories that happened. How do I know? Because it's not that I used to practice this. I used to be with people, I used to do ruqya to people who've been, you know, sick and whatnot, and I stopped doing that because it requires full time. It requires the whole time as you are doing this, and it needs not just time and effort, and you need to learn how to protect yourself and protect your family, because the sahirs or sihr can retaliate against you if you don't protect yourself. So what happens is, they tell you, you had to do something, such as what? Such was sacrifice, methalin, a sheep or a lamb near in a place that is dirty. or to al-'iyadu billah, to urinate on the Quran. It happens. They did it. To urinate on the Quran or to write the Quran with the menses of women. You have to do some astaghfirullah, you have to commit kufr for them to serve you. So here, with regard to as-sihr, people are into three or four opinions. Opinion number one, as-sihr laysa bihaqiqa walakinahu khayal. Khayal. The first opinion is that sihr is not a reality. Sihr is an imagination. It does not exist. This is the first opinion. يُخَيَّلُ إِلَيْهِ كَانَ يُخَيَّلُ. You know, Musa as well, when he was dealing with the magicians, when he saw the snakes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُخَيَّلُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ سِحْرِهِمْ أَنَّهَا تَسْعَى. He was under the impression that they were moving, because the sihr, it happens against the eyes. People who are being possessed, for instance, you know, they hear things, they see things which you cannot see. They say, did you hear this? Did you see this? Why? Because they have eaten sihr or drank sihr, or some sihr have been casted against them. So they see things that you do not see, or they can hear things that you cannot see. So even Rasulullah, I mentioned this last week, Rasulullah, for months he was being, subhanAllah, you know, casted with sihr. This woman, this Jewish woman who's done sihr against the Prophet. So the Prophet used to, as if see things. The Prophet Muhammad, he used to be under the imagination that he was being intimate with his wife, although he was not. For over 4 months, he was being, you know, subhanAllah, casted with sihr. Until Jibreel came to him and told him where the sihr is. And then he sent Ali radiallahu anhu to get the sihr from the well. And then the Prophet Muhammad, you know, disregarded that sihr, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the first opinion is that sihr is not a reality, it's just an imagination. The other opinion says, no, it is real, but it is still an imagination. It is an illusion. It is real, but it's an illusion. لأن الله سبحانه وتعالى says, يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرَ. Because Allah says in the Quran, they teach people sihr. The devils, the shayateen, they teach people sihr. So as Allah mentions it in the Quran, and also the Prophet mentions it in many ahadith, so the sihr is real. This dark magic or magic is real, but it's also an illusion. An illusion against whom? Against the person who suffers from dark magic. Real. The third opinion, it's they say that sihr, it is not really, it's just dhaka wa shatara. Ish daka wa shatara is just somebody who's brilliant, played games, just like the Sahara of Musa alayhi salam when they came. The Sahara that came with Fir'aun, they were what happened with their sticks? They used some type of sticks that could move. People did not know because they were playing tricks. So they're saying that sihr is just nothing but tricks. Just like this sihr that you see on you know, some shows, some TVs and whatnot, you know, they're playing tricks with cards. You think, oh, what happened to the card? It disappeared. It's a trick of the how fast maybe the hands are, how fast they can move, whatever they wear, you know. So third opinion, that sihr is just a trick. Fourth opinion is sihr halal, and this will wake you up. Those who are about to sleep, you will wake up. There is sihr which is halal. What is the sihr that is halal? Who knows? There is sihr which is halal. Ish huwa sihr halal? Halal sihr. The sihr that a wife does to her husband is halal sihr. Not that she goes to sihr to play. No. The way she talks to him, the way she deals with him, that's sihr, that's halal. You don't understand. يعني you say no, and then she knows how to get yes. That's sihr. Isn't that sihr? You come to say no. You come to say no way, Jose. And then, okay, TK, no problem. What happened? She did sihr to you. What kind of sihr? Halal sihr. That's a good sihr. That's okay sihr, no problem. And we tell the sisters, wallahi, if you know to do that sihr, your husband can become like a ring in your finger. Your sihr is your tongue. Your sihr is your sweet words. Is the sweetness that comes out from your tongue. That's also called sihr, but that is halal sihr. Not the tricks or whatnot. It's halal sihr. So how many sihr do we have? How many opinions? Three, and you may throw in this fourth one, the sihr of the halal sihr.
وَمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَى الْمَلَكَيْنِ بِبَابِلَ هَارُوتَ وَمَارُوتَ.
Okay, for the Arabs and non-Arabs. الماء هنا وما أنزل. ما, ما here is, ما has different meanings in Arabic. هنا ماء النافية ليست ماء للعطف. ماء النافية. There is a, this ماء means it's a negation ماء. وما 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 أنزل على الملكين. And the sihr that was descended, it was descended. وما أنزل على الملكين. It was not descended upon these angels. Because if you read it differently, you may say, ah, this sihr was descended upon these angels who are teaching people sihr. Allah is saying here, no, ma, ma means here, no, it means not. It is not the sihr that these angels were practicing and teaching others. That this angel, la, ma here, ma nahiya, nafiya. Ma, إذا استخدمت كالسؤال, because ma can be used as the question, then it would mean it will cover what? ما ما هذا ما هذا, what is this? We use in ما. I'm teaching you a little bit of Arabic, huh? Remember this. ما 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 السؤال. ما نافية, negation, not. ما أنزل على الملكين ببابل هاروت وماروت. وما كفر سليمان. ما ما نافية. How about شرطية, condition, this condition, and here comes in, you know, such as ما أسوي, ما أعمل كذا حتى تعمل كذا, you know, I will not do this until you do that. So ما also has a condition in it, ما شرطية. Or ما such as تعجيبية. There's ما تعجيبية. What's تعجيبية? ما أجمل هذا المسجد. ما ما أعظمك. ما that you are wondering how wonderful you are. So here when you hear how wonderful is this place, how wonderful this person is, how great this masjid is, how you know ما. So it is also we use ما here. So, but the ما used here in this particular ayah is ما نافية. Why? It's very important for the, for to understand it. This is why I'm giving it to you a little bit in Arabic, because Allah here, you know, confirms that the sihr, it is not actually on those angels who've been teaching that. They did not, the sihr was not revealed to those angels who are teaching people sihr. وَمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَى الْمَلَكَيْنِ بِبَابِلَ هَارُوتَ وَمَارُوتَ. وما أنزل على الملكين ببابل هاروت وماروت وما يعلمان من أحد حتى يقول إنما نحن فتنة فلا تكفر. Another opinion with regard to these two angels, that they saying وما كان يعلمان الناس السحر ويحددان من الناس وقالوا إنما نحن فتنة, أي أن هذا السحر فتنة ونحن ننبهكم من هذه الفتنة. They saying there's one opinion about هاروت and ماروت, that they're saying that they're teaching people sihr, and they're saying it is fitna. What's fitna? It's a hardship. It's a trial from Allah Azza wa Jal. People who are hit there's some people who've been hit with magic for 20 years, for 30 years, for 40 years. It's fitna. It's ibtila. It's ibtila from Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. That's another opinion. So they are warning people about this ibtila, and if you go to this ibtila, be patient, and Allah Subhanahu wa Taala will remove it. وما أنزل على الملكين ببابل هاروت وماروت وما يعلمان من أحد حتى يقول إنما نحن فتنة فلا تكفر ويتعلمون منهما ما يضرهم ويتعلمون منهما ما يفرقون به بين المرء وزوجه. This is interesting here. وما يعلمان من أحد حتى يقول إنما نحن فتنة. So this is, you know, there's one opinion that says it is just a fitna. وما أنزل على الملكين. In one narration, this is why I'm saying that these angels could be also as one opinion towns. There are two قبيلات, قبيلة هاروت and قبيلة ماروت, because in one narration, you know, it's you recite وما أنزل على الملكين. It is ملك and ملك. الحمد لله رب العالمين
الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين versus مالك يوم الدين. مالك ملك. مالك is the omnipotent. مالك is the king. مالك is the sovereign. مالك. So in one narration it says مالك, as these two angels are actually kings. They could be kings. You see? So there are many, you know, different opinions with regard to Harut and Marut. وَمَا يُعَلِّمَانِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ حَتَّى يَقُولَ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ فِتْنَةٌ فَلَا تَكْفُرْ فَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مِنْهُمَ مَا يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِهِ. This is interesting. And you need to pay attention to this. They are teaching people sihr. Why? To separate between a husband and zawjih. Zawjih not necessarily means the spouse. Zawj here means in this particular, you know, zawj, normally we use zawj as husband or spouse. Normally amongst people they use, you know. So pretty much they're using the sihr to split, just like the very well-known story which is in Bukhari. When the shayateen, they come to shaitan, right? The progress report. Every day they go to the shaitan to give him their report. So one man says, one shaitan says, I made this man commit zina. I made this woman remove her hijab. I made this man stop praying. So shaitan is listening. And then one shaitan comes to the big shaitan. He tells him, I made a woman divorce, or a man divorce her, you know, divorce his wife. I was able to make a woman or a man divorce his wife. Then he tells him, Anta, you're the best, come. And he makes him sit next to him. The shaitan that causes friction between husband and wife. Allah says here, the sihr, because there's certain sihr that make a husband separate or divorce his wife. Or all of a sudden, a husband comes and then the wife just took a shower. She's smelling beautiful. But subhanAllah, the husband smells bad smell coming from her. That's sihr. Or every time the husband tries to be intimate with his wife, she goes, and these are things that I'm telling you which I have witnessed myself, by the way, with people. She's just fine. As soon as the husband comes, she becomes like a rock. She can't move. Sihr that was actually practiced, and this very well-known story, wallahi, it is true. That subhanAllah, this boy was given, seeking knowledge, and then he was telling people that he needed help. He needed some help, you know, as he needed to travel, so he needed some money. This woman, subhanAllah, she took a chain that she had, and then she gave it to him. She says, go and sell it, and get some money, and then go to help you in your journey to seek ilm. And then years later, he came back. And then he found that woman. And then he told her, you know, did you know what was in that chain? She says, no, I gave it to you. She says, that chain, before I went to sell it, I heard something inside of it. This, you know, it has a pendant in it. So I opened and I found some written stuff in it. I opened it and then I found some symbols. Some symbols written and some weird stuff. I knew it was sihr. Some symbols and weird things written on it. I knew it was sihr. So I went and I burned it. And I recited some Quran in it and I burned it. She says, subhanAllah, that day when I gave you that necklace, what happened was, I've been married for over 20 years. I was never able to be intimate with my husband. Never. I gave you that, and then a few days later, for some reason, subhanAllah, my husband came and we're happy, we're fine, and then we're able to be intimate, which we were not able for years. He says, it has to be the sihr that was done to you in that necklace. Some member of her family or whatnot gave her that, subhanAllah, that gift. In it has black or dark magic in it, and that type of dark magic is to not be able to have kids, is to not be able to be intimate, is to hate your husband, is to hate your wife. The types of sihr you're doing so fine business-wise, all of a sudden, any project you work on, it becomes failure. Maybe it could be sihr. Maybe. That many types of sihr. Wal-iyadu billah. Subhanallah. So here, Allah says, يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِهِ. And the zawj here is not necessarily the husband. It could be the sihr, could be the zawj here, could be your friend. It could be your children. You start hating your children, subhanAllah. It could be your business. It could be the community. It could be anything. Zawj. أُحْشُرُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَأَزْوَاجُهُمْ. Allah says, resurrect those wrongdoers, وَأَزْوَاجُهُمْ, and their أَزْوَاج. The أَزْوَاج may not be ظَالِم. So why Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَأَزْوَاجُهُمْ. أَزْوَاجُهُمْ could be their wives, or it could be friends and whatnot. وَكُنْتُمْ أَزْوَاجًا ثَلَاثَةً. In Surah Al-Waqi'ah. وَكُنْتُمْ أَزْوَاجًا أَنْ أَزْوَاجًا ثَلَاثَةً. What are these أزواج? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ وَأَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ. أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ, زوج number one. أَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ, زوج number two. Number three. وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ أُولَئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ فِي جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ, زوج number three. So those here, again, we do tafsir of the Qur'an from the Qur'an. The best tafsir is when you use the Qur'an to make tafsir of the Qur'an. So Allah says here, al-mar'i wa zawjih, not necessarily the husband or the spouse, it could be sihr, just to separate between you and whoever loves you. Subhanallah. Your boss, could be. Friends, home, you start losing your homes, you start losing business, you start losing whatever. But Allah says something amazing here. This is aqidah, brothers and sisters. Please get up. Aqidah is, Allah says, وَمَا هُمْ بِضَاءٍ. You know, did I tell you what happened to me when I was doing the names of, when I was doing the story here of Musa in the UK? I was teaching Valley of the Seekers in the UK. Did I tell you the story? So I was teaching the stories, and then all of a sudden, I was talking about this, and I was talking about تَبْعُوا مَتَتْلُوا الشَّيَاطِينَ. And here there are like 400 students, and I'm just reciting the Qur'an, and then going. And then one sister from the back, and this happened to me maybe three times in the UK, three times, in London, but this particular incident, it happened in Birmingham, UK. One sister from the back started screaming, and you imagine the sister sitting next to her, man. She started screaming and throwing and yelling. People were scared. Some little girls were crying. And the people skinned her next to her. She almost, you know, lost her breath. So we had to take her out. We had to take her out, definitely. And then I knew exactly what happened. So I went there. And then I started reciting the Quran on her. I had to. I stopped doing the ruqya, as I told you. But I had to, because this is a situation. And I had to. So I started reciting the Quran, and then I started reciting وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُوا الشَّيَاطِينَ. This particular ayah is as powerful, if not more powerful, than Ayatul Kursi against the jinn, the bad jinn. وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُوا الشَّيَاطِينُ عَلَى مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانَ. And she says, no Sulaiman, no Sulaiman, no Sulaiman. Voice changed. No Sulaiman, no. وَاتَّبَعُوا, I don't talk to her. وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تتلو الشياطين على ملك سليمان وما كفر سليمان ولكن الشياطين كفروا ولكن الشياطين كفروا ولكن الشياطين كفروا يعلمون الناس السحر. No سليمان, no سليمان. أنا ما واتبعوا ما تتلو. She says, no, I keep on saying واتبعوا ما تتبعوا الشياطين. He talks about the شياطين committing كفر and سحر. سبحان الله. There are certain آيات and it's not made up. It's not, you can say, oh, this is just it's a play. There's no such a thing. Yahi, when you witness things, when you experiment things. Another person reacted in Bradford, another city in Bradford. And all of a sudden this guy, I'm teaching, I'm reciting the Quran, and then the brother told me, Sheikh, this guy in front of me, he was with his eyes and then looking like in the weird. I knew it right away. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la Adan. Making noises. I took him outside. People coming. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayy al-qayyum. Khalas, I just, and then I want to become a Muslim. I want to become a Muslim. Okay, say after me, la ilaha illallah. La, say after me, la. And then he opened his mouth, his tongue. I've never seen something like that before in my entire life. The tongue was so crippled, he couldn't say la. He had to take his tongue inside to put his tongue out to be able to say la. Ilaha, like this. He said it, his feet started moving, shaking, and then he woke up. Al-Qur'an. Ayatul Kursi. واتبعوا ما تدلو الشيطان. It's sihr. So those who say it does not exist, it is in the Qur'an. Sihr is in the Qur'an. And it is also sihr of takhayyul, of illusions. Where was I? وَمَا هُمْ بِضَارِّينَ بِهِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ. This is the most strongest powerful ayah. وَمَا هُمْ بِضَارِّينَ بِهِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا بِأَيْدِ اللَّهِ. Those who have been possessed, you'd say this. وَمَا هُمْ بِضَارِّينَ بِهِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا بِأَيْدِ اللَّهِ. And they cannot harm anyone except with the will of Allah. Sihr cannot harm you. If Allah does not want to harm you, you won't be harmed. The sahir may want to harm you, but if Allah does not want to harm you, you cannot be harmed. If Allah does not want to benefit you, you cannot be benefited. وَمَا هُمْ بِضَارِّينَ بِهِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Yes, the sihr that happened to Rasulullah, it is بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. It is with the permission of Allah. What happened to this person, that person is with the will and permission of Allah. Allah knows why. Why? Tell me, why? Why people are being affected with sihr? Why? It is a test. It's a trial. It is maybe mafi'at. Maybe it's a uplifting of their iman and maybe their ranks in Jannah. Allah, maybe only Allah knows. I'm not telling you guys go, you know, in the back, you know, spooky stories. I can. I have so many. I have a story that happened here in Al Falah. When I used to teach, mashallah, kids who are now all professionals. Are you going to turn off the lights to make it more spooky? Wallahi, this guy was here, man. And we were reciting. And then we had another Sheikh, the other Imam who was here, Zallah Khair, Sheikh Ziya, he was here too. One guy, bunch of us, we couldn't control him. And then it was snowing outside. And he went out that door, running barefooted in the snow. We took the car, the sheikh took the car, we went to his home. He found him inside his home. How? The guy has to drive. The guy was already there in his home. I don't know how. The power, na'am, there is power. There is, the Prophet says, يَجْرِي مَجْرَ الدَّمِ. He runs. Allah has given them that speed, whatever, that power. But subhanAllah, it is something that is real. وَمَا هُمْ بِضَرِّينَ بِهِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. This is what you and I need to believe in and understand. They cannot harm you. This is what people, they come to you, Shaykh, please make me ruqya, please help me, help me, help my kid, help my kid, he can't get married. He can't. What happened? Definitely this is sihr happening. Any woman who comes, or a girl, any boy who comes, as he comes, he runs. He comes, he runs. Definitely there's something hoping, you know. وَمَا هُمْ بِضَارِّينَ بِهِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. A good sheikh is the one before doing ruqya. He speaks to you about iman and aqidah and to tell you, don't put your trust in, I'm nobody. Don't put your trust in, put your trust in Allah, because it is Allah who gives the shifa. Because when you come as sick and then you think that the sheikh will give you shifa, it's not going to work. The Raqi, we call him Raqi. The Raqi is the one who does the Ruqya. Right? Raqi is a person who is, he cannot harm, he cannot benefit. وَمَا هُمْ بِضَارِّينَ بِهِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. This is the top, most powerful ayah right here when it comes to Aqidah. They cannot harm you. Nothing can harm you. If Allah does not harm you, you won't be harmed. So rest assured. But doesn't mean that you cannot take the means. You may say, oh, but Rasulullah, he was, yes. For a reason known to Allah Azza wa Jal, for his wisdom, to tell people that there is something called sihr, and this is, it happened even to me. And if Allah, you know, if you protect yourself by saying in the morning, Bismillahi alladhi la yadurru ma'asmihi shay' fil ard wa la fis sama' wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. Do you know the dhikr? The dhikr of protection you say three times in the morning. Bismillah, in the name of Allah, under which name nothing can harm you. الَّذِي لَا يَضُرُّ مَعَ اسْمِهِ شَيْءٍ. شيء means a thing. A thing. And what's a thing? You are a thing. Jinn is a thing. A scorpion is a thing. Snake is a thing. A lion is a thing. A car accident is a thing. So you say in your dua, Bismillah, in the name of Allah, under which name nothing can harm you. فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. On earth or in the heavens. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Three times you say this dua, the Prophet says, nothing shall harm you. You may say, Shaykh, I prayed Fajr in Jama'ah. And I said the dua, and I went out, and I got into an accident. what's wrong with this picture here? I said, no, there's nothing wrong with the picture. The wrong is with you. There's no picture. Like this man, I was driving with him in San Francisco 101, you know, for highway, and then we were driving. You know, and 101 is like the longest highway there. So I said, and then all of a sudden from nowhere, a golf ball came and hit his windshield and broke it. We probably were driving next to a golf course. And then a golf ball, and then he hit his car. I said, Sheikh? I said, yeah. So you see how all these cars driving? I said, yes. He said, there's so many cars. He says, why my car? Why me? The problem is not with the highway. The problem is not with the guy. The problem is you, man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected you. Allah tested you. Allah tries you here for the little dryness. It's a windshield that got broken. Imagine if the ball comes through the windshield to your eye and then how you lose your eye too. It's just a test. Allah is just trying to change. You know, so the people who say, sihr, ya sihr, ya sheikh, you know, can we have a contract with the, how about people, so-called shuyukh, who use Muslim jinn? There's so many. They call them murid. The sheikh, he says, I have 90. I use them only when things become so tough and hard. So I use them. If you use jinn, that means definitely you must be possessed because they can't serve you. And here's وَمَا هُمْ بِضَرِّنَ بِهِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا بِإِنِّ اللَّهِ وَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مَا يَضُرُّهُمْ. Here's what, my evidence. And they learn that which harmed them. That which harmed them. There is this sheikh who was telling me who was to deal with this. Subhanallah. And he says he had this ta'wiz, something written on it, because he used to hear these voices, sahr and whatnot. And he says, you know, I was told to go to Mecca, to go to As-Safa, and to throw that note in As-Safa. Wallahi. What is it? It's some sort of sahr ta'wiz. So he didn't go. And then he threw it. And he said, Sheikh, I saw from far some dwarf with long beard. Did you read the book called Interview with Jinn? Don't read it, okay? Don't read it. Don't ever read it. I saw a dwarf with a long beard coming towards me, wearing white. He hugs me and then he goes and then I look around and I can't find him. I said, it's all, what are you doing? Because you have sihr inside of you, are in that illusion that you see things. Why did you take this? He says, there's nothing, haram, Mecca, the haram, and they throw this paper. What's in that paper? It's, you know. So Allah says, وَمَا هُمْ وَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مَا مِنْهُمَا مَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ. They learn things from them. What do they learn from the shayateen? Sihr, what happens? To harm you. It only things that will harm you, nor not benefit you. So what happens, brothers and sisters, to be careful here. The sahir, if he does not do, you know, subhanAllah, I had the students in the UK, right? And he was dealing with, he was dealing with the sheikh. And then he took my course, and then he came to the sheikh, I think I did something so bad. What did you do? I called the sheikh because mom was possessed. I was possessed. My daughter, sister, the whole house, madrub. Kullu madrubi. So the sheikh was coming, you know, we used to bring him. You know how many pounds they said of dollars, not dollars, thousands of pounds they spent on this man. And then he says, and then he used to tell us, I want to eat this. Why? You? He says, no, the guy, the jinn I deal with. He's telling me he feels like he wants to eat this. And then my mom would go and cook for him. Wallahi. And then he goes like this and he says he wants a laptop. Wallahi. We went to and we bought the latest and greatest laptop. He says, for him, he says, my jinn wants this. For him to serve, we've got to do this. And he's only asking for the laptop. Hadu the Jareen. He says, oh, Sheikh, we didn't know. He talked with the Sheikh, we used to use him. He used to use Quran. But sometimes he would say things what we don't understand. He used to say some words, mambo, whatever, that we don't understand. We didn't understand. وَمَا هُمْ بِضَارِ نَبِيٍّ مِنْ أَحَدٍ لَبِينَ وَيَتَعْلَمُونَ مِنْهُمَا مَا يَضُرُهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ. And they learn that which, so what happens here? The sahir can only harm himself. It will harm, they will harm themselves. مَا لَا يَضُرُهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ.
He scared half the people. Soon he talk about magic, people scared away.
They left. Khalas, they will come back. They will come back, inshallah.
More than 60% have left.
Okay, it's all right, inshallah. Okay, we'll stop. ولقد علموا لمن اشتراه ما له في الآخرة من خلاق ولبئس ما شروا به أنفسهم لو كانوا يعلمون. سبحان الله. الله سبحانه وتعالى says here, they have no share in the hereafter. These people who practice black magic, these people who who believe in the Sahara. And here we're talking still about our famous group. You know what I'm talking about, right? The people I've been talking about for days. You know what I'm talking about? Yes or yes? The same people, okay? You know what I'm talking about. The same group. Those people, Allah is talking about them. Those who follow the shayateen. Those who stopped, who did not want to follow what the Prophet was saying, and instead what they followed the Sahara and the shayateen. وَلَقَدْ عَلِمُوا لَمَنْ اشْتَرَاهُ مَنَا فِي الْأَخَدِ شَرَى. Here's Shara, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and miserable indeed was the price for which they have sold their souls. They have sold their souls in return for, instead of Jannah, in return for hellfire, al-'iyadu billah. وَلَبِئْسَ مَا شَرَوْا بِهِ أَنفُسَهُمْ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. وَلَبِئْسَ مَا شَرَوْا بِهِ أَنفُسَهُمْ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. So brothers and sisters, what we need to learn here, before I let you go inshallah, وَمَا هُمْ بِضَرِّينَ بِهِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. This is the utmost tawakkul on Allah. Put your trust in Him. If there is any harm, it comes from Him. If there is any benefit, it comes only from Him, subhanahu. Your boss cannot harm you. Your enemy cannot harm you if Allah does not want to harm you. And they cannot benefit you either if Allah does not want to benefit you. Ya Ghulam, which is that advice that the Prophet Muhammad, you know, when he told Mu'adh, احفظ الله احفظك. Be mindful of Allah. Allah will protect you. Be mindful of Allah. احفظ الله تجده تجاهك. إذا سألت فاسأل الله. وإذا استعنت فاستعن بالله. When you ask, ask Allah. When you seek help from someone, ask or seek help from Allah. And then the hadith goes on. And then if the entire mankind from ins and jinn, they come together to harm you and Allah doesn't want to harm you, you should not be harmed. And if they come together to benefit you, the ins and the jinn, all the armies, the biggest army on earth, they come together with the jinn to benefit you, and Allah does not want to benefit you, you shall not be benefited. Put your trust in Allah, Al-Wakil. The name of Allah, Al-Wakil here. The trustworthy, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing can harm you. Tell this to your kids, teach it to your kids, teach it to your family, teach it to your spouses, teach it to your friends. Tell them, put your trust in Allah. This is really, really, this is what's going to change everything on us. And does not mean put your trust in Allah and don't do nothing. Put your trust in Allah and take the means. If there is ruqya, go and do ruqya. If there's some work that you need to do, go and do the work. But don't put your trust in the doctor. The doctor cannot give you the healing. The doctor is a means. When you get sick, yeah, you go to the doctor. Don't put your, the doctor will give, heal me. The doctor cannot heal you. The one who heals, Allah. Al-Shafi min? Min huwa al-Shafi? Who? Shafi is? Huh? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Hafid is? Al-Hafiz is? Ah, good, good, good. Jazakum Allah khair. Questions, answers, comments?
I spoke to one of those
jinn. Yeah. Those who deal with the jinn. And what happened?
Because the jinn was adopted.
Someone was adopted by jinn. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Before I forget, because I forget, in this masjid right here, in the back, before this new change and alteration happened, right there, mad gulis hunak anta, no, sit there, no. There was this lady and her father were reciting, and she was making some movement, like Allahu Akbar. She was doing some, and then the guy spoke on her voice. His name was Kevin. He said, Kevin, hey, how did you get? Wallahi, this is what he says. He says, she was taking a shower and she was singing
And that's why we attacked her. And we're doing the ruqya, and then the father also turned to be possessed. How? We're reciting, and then the father started reciting with us. There's some jinn who are Muslims, they're hafid. So sometimes you do the Quran, it will not affect them. So you have to pick what ayat will affect them, because they're jinn and they're Muslim, but they're asi. What's asi? Sinners. Jinn, sinner. He's a Muslim, he went through, and he shouldn't. So they know when you recite the Quran, they can recite with you, because they know. But subhanAllah, when there's certain ayat, it harms them. Aywa?
That lady has problem with her heart. Ayo. And there was no way, they were in a village. So there was no way that they can be sent to the hospital to get the.
Ayo.
So he just simply asked the other people, have the daughters, one or two daughters of that woman, to stay with your mom. And he was only talking to one of the, because he was present, one of the girls. So what he did was, he just asked everybody to leave, close the door, and then he did the operation, put the stunt in the
car.
When done, there's no mark, nothing, it's all done.
I heard about these things before.
So
I heard about this.
And then later on, this everything is done, later on, they went to do the ultrasound or something, they really saw the stunt.
They saw what?
They saw the stunt is there.
Oh, the stunt is there.
And there's no mark, nothing.
Wallahu alam. I know there's certain things I believe, and there's certain things I say, Wallahu alam, right? I believe when you see a guy flying, like, really, like, right? So when we're reciting and then you see certain things happen, you see a guy, astaghfirullah, I don't know how it happened. I thought the arm was going to get broken, how it was twisted.
Yeah, yeah.
And you come and you hold them. You need like 4, 5, 6 people, and you can't.
Yeah.
Questions, answers? I mean, questions and or comments, thoughts, ideas. Are you guys good? Let me see one more time from the eyes. You know, here's what they say. People, I'll give you a it's not a trick. It is one of the signs or symptoms. The eye moves so fast. Like they make some reed movement. All of a sudden, I saw this guy in Scotland. So I was doing something. They brought him in the frame. I said, "There's a way you can recite." I put my hands on his forehead, and I started reciting. And then the guy started swaying. I stopped right away. I only recited the Fatiha. There are certain things, Subhanallah. You could, it's just the ways. The way people sometimes they move their eyes in a very weird way. Who did that before? I think you it was you. all good, Zakumullah khair. Muhammad, definitely, definitely, he's definitely. This